and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Blue water is a seagoing term that refers to wide open stretches of ocean. The name reminds us to be out far and in deep with God. A healthy life of faith always has some adventure in it. We know that God isn't just a distant hope, but a present force for change. As He changes us, we change our world. Blue Water Mission has a justice ministry with a number of special programs. One, especially, being launched, which involves a new restaurant. The senior pastor of Blue Water is with us. His name is Dr. Jordan Singh. And I want to pause. We want to pause just for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you know the Lord, to bring you closer to Him, that you might be encouraged, inspired by the stories, the testimonies that our guests share, as I believe you will be today. And if you don't know the Lord, it's our heart that you would find out more, that you would be informed, that you would learn, grow, and that you would be, you know what, that you would be compelled because of the life-changing power of Jesus Christ as shared by the stories of our guests, that you would know that Jesus loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Jesus calls you today. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, however upside down you might feel, the Lord can help reset things in a way that you couldn't have ever imagined. Come to Jesus today, my friend. Dr. Jordan Singh is the lead pastor of Blue Water Mission, a creative, justice-oriented church in Honolulu. He's also the author of Miracle Work, a down-to-earth guide to supernatural ministries. He has ministered broadly through teaching, healing, prophecy, and church planting for 20 years, and has led training conferences and seminars for every major Christian denomination and numerous parachurch and missions organizations in America, Europe, Latin America, Asia, and the Caribbean. He holds a degree in political theory from Stanford University, a PhD from the University of Chicago, and was a national security fellow at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. Dr. Singh, welcome to our show.
Danny, it's nice to be with you again. How's it going?
It's going well by the grace of God. And when I say well, I mean sometimes I feel a bit off balance. And in off balance, you're a martial artist. You understand the importance of balance and keeping your opponent off balance. But when I'm off balance, I'm forced I'm on my toes, but I'm forced to lean on the Lord. And
I
in doing
hear that,
He sustains and guides and leads and empowers.
Just stay in the fight, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Justice ministry, Jordan, is something that resounds in your heart and in your ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Describe the justice ministry of Blue Water Mission.
Hey, well, when we started Blue Water Mission 5 years ago, we really wanted to put justice at the very core of it. So we've made it one of our core values. One of the things that we did at the beginning, for instance, was we actually put this in our bylaws that 25% of every dollar that came into the church, we would skim off and immediately give to the poor, just directly to the poor, as a way to discipline ourselves to be generous. And one of the upshots of those sorts of disciplines is that I think we've achieved successfully a community of generosity, which is really what I think is at the heart of justice in the world and the way that God's people should be pursuing justice in the world. When you hear the term justice, sometimes you think about rights and equal rights and access. But even before that, I think the heart of it is generosity, God's radical generosity, and his generosity is expressed through his people. That's what we try to be about.
A church that's so profoundly anchored in this cause, how did it well up inside you to lead your church in this way?
Oh, my goodness. Well, as I read the Gospels, try to take them at face value, I see that justice, material generosity is really a big part of what Jesus teaches. Several years ago, I did a statistical survey of Jesus' teachings. I went through and tabulated the topics that he taught on and how many times he taught on them. Jesus teaches about love, depending a bit on how you categorize and count, around 15 times across the four Gospels, which is a lot of teaching on love. Jesus teaches about money and wealth, depending on how you count, around 65 times. So over four times more frequently than he teaches about love, which doesn't mean that money is more important than love. I think the reason he does that is because he knows that money is the way the world gets you. Money is the way that the world chokes the life out of the faithful person. So I think if we just want to walk freely in the world, we have to be free from money. And that means we have to be ridiculously generous. We have to know that God has our back. At Blue Water, we don't try to be rich. We certainly don't try to be poor. We just try to be free. And that creates generosity, which creates justice. It means that you can reach out to the person who is at risk, the person who's having a difficult time, the person who's financially needy or politically oppressed, and you can do something about it because you have enough, because you're free.
This is the second time you've been in studio with me. And the first time you were here, you shared your story, an incredible story of the kind of... Well, you've got to listen to it, and you can get it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dr. Jordan Singh's story, his testimony about what Christ has done in his life. But give us a snapshot of that, Jordan. How does this go back to, it's evocative. It's not just a theory. You're living it out. And so much so that it's working its way out of your daily life and the daily life of the church, become the culture of the church. Yeah. So your upbringing, what were some things that you went through early on that were the seeds of you having this heart to do something significant for people who are neglected, overlooked?
Well, in my formative years, I guess I had a little experience being on the margins of society. I was born to a couple right off the Ashbury in the Bay Area during the late 1960s. They were in the culture and the counterculture and the drug culture, and they pretty much split up, like the week I was born. My mother was not in good shape, so my dad took me for a while until she challenged her custody 3 years later. At which point the judge awarded me to her inappropriately. She probably was in no shape to be raising me. So my dad kidnapped me. Technically, he kidnapped me. And I spent my formative years running around the country, hiding from the law, living under assumed names, very rarely having much money. My dad couldn't use his ID to get a real job. And that was just life for us for a while. On the margins. And in the midst of that, that's really how I came to know the Lord. First through some neighbors who were providing some babysitting for me, some wonderful Christian people who took me in and really made me a part of their family for for a couple of years. My first memories, some of them were of being in church with these babysitters. And then whatever little community we would hole up in our odyssey around the country, it always seemed that there was some Christian there reaching out to us, helping take care of us, giving my dad illegal work off the books to see that we would survive, people that were willing to put grace and generosity ahead of legalism, that blessed my family. So you got to understand, that was Jesus to me. Mm-hmm. That was the kingdom of God to me. People helping people generously. And that gets into your fiber. It gets into your DNA. I really can't imagine living out the kingdom of God in any other way. So it was always part of how I walked with Jesus. When things stabilized in my life, you know, I got to college and wondered what to do with the rest of my life. And I remember the first thing the Lord spoke to me in college was minister to the poor. So even before I graduated with my degree from college, I grabbed a couple buddies from Stanford, and we moved into East Palo Alto, California together, which at the time was the most violent ghetto in America. Three white kids, or at least white-looking kids, mostly a black ghetto. And we rented a house, and we opened it up, and we invited all the addicts and the homeless people to come live with us. We built a shower in the backyard, and we just made it part of our life. Got, you know, 1,000 great stories from that period. But more than that, I learned, the Lord discipled me on how to live generously among the most needy. And that was discipleship for me. Biggest blessing.
And this blessing is being passed on to others. But it's deeply ingrained, deeply entrenched in the heart and soul of Pastor Jordan Singh. He's lived it out. In his early years as a college student, as his life began to stabilize after a life of so much turmoil, so many changes, living a life of passing from place to place under difficult circumstances. He knows what it's like to be marginalized. He knows what it's like to be on the fringes. Pastor Jordan, everyone at some point in life feels like they're on the fringe. And I think that's one of the reasons why your church is growing the way that it is. And it has reach, it has legs, it has bite. When we come back, you'll hear more from Pastor Jordan Singh. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 888-484-2042. There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The ministries of Blue Water Mission reflect their values. Small groups, justice, missions, family life, creative arts and worship, service and prayer ministry. They rely on volunteer initiatives, skill and commitment for fruitfulness in each one of these areas. And they subscribe to Jesus's model of servant leadership. I have none other than the senior lead pastor, Pastor Jordan Tseng, in studio today. During our break, we were just talking off air about the word culture. And then culture is something that has... It has grown out of the life, organically grown out of the life of Blue Water Mission. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, again, Dr. Jordan Tseng in studio with me. To find out more about our program, to get this, this podcast for free, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, or you can go to bluewatermission.org. They'll have it there. As part of a link that you can listen to. Pastor Tseng has been on the show before telling about his incredible personal testimony, which it will be something to really grab hold of as well, because it'll grab hold of you. Jordan, culture. Culture and how it's impacted what you do at Blue Water Mission and the programs that have come as a result.
Culture to me is a powerful word. Culture is an expression of people together. It's an organic expression. And when we talk about the things that we do as a church in justice or in international missions, sometimes people ask me about the programs we have, and I'm always at a loss to answer, because we're not a very programmatic place. What we try to do is just build a group of people who are kingdom people. You know, the Lord taught us to pray, let your kingdom come. Let the king's dominion, let God's dominion rule over your life and what you do. And his kingdom is an interesting place. It's upside down. It has values. It is designed for the least. What we try to do to build culture of Blue Water is that we talk about four distinctives. I don't think they should be distinctives. I think they're common in the kingdom of God, but they're distinctive from the world. We talk about radical grace, that really we try to be... we try to promote anti-religiosity, you know, no rules that we don't have to make. Jesus was offensively generous where morality and sin were concerned. We try to emulate that as well. We try to be supernatural. As you know, it's a huge deal with us. We try to make space for the Holy Spirit to do supernatural, miraculous things. And that paves the way for the rest of it, because if God works in your life supernaturally, anything is possible, right? If he can do miracles, then the normal rules do not apply. The next one is anti-materialism. We just try not to buy into the materialism of the world. And this is a fantastic building block for culture, because money dominates the culture of the world. If you're free from money, then you are open to kingdom culture. And finally, mission orientation, that every individual is a minister. Every individual has godly work to do and gifts from God to do that work. And somehow in promoting those values, we create an ohana, we create a culture, we create a way of living. And then organically from that way of living, enterprises spring up. Justice ministries, community houses. We were chatting a little bit about this new project that we're doing, this justice restaurant to provide employment for some of the people that come through our justice ministries off of the street. None of that was planned. It just happened because people were living and breathing the values of Jesus, the values of the kingdom.
Well, let's go there. Let's go and talk about this new restaurant. Mm. But as we talk about it, we have to go back a little further as to what brought about the need for a restaurant. What enterprises were you involved in that led up to this?
Most directly, what's responsible for the restaurant is what we call our community houses at Blue Water Mission. So we have some fine leaders at the church, lay leaders, John Roberts, Veronica Lamb. They oversee our community house ministries, and these are houses in various forms in which regular members of the church live, but they also invite in people who are at risk or are coming from difficult circumstances like homelessness or drug addiction or abuse. We have Zoe House, which is a safe house and a recovery house for women and underage girls who are fleeing human trafficking, being trapped in human trafficking on the island. They are true survivors of human trafficking. And those houses have been amazingly fruitful for us. We've seen a lot of people have their lives changed, get to know the Lord. Some of the people that have come to us through our community house ministries have just become super valuable contributors to our faith community. But one of the things that we found was it was hard to rehabilitate these people economically. No one would give them a job. And they were constantly finding struggle in the workplace. Or if they had a job, it would be so difficult for them that they would fall out of it. We were reaching a barrier. And so we decided to start a business that provided good entry-level employment with paths of development. The Lord started talking to me about that maybe a couple of years ago. And it took me a while to start listening seriously. He suggested the idea of a restaurant. And so we just got on it. We started exploring. The Lord brought talented people to contribute to the project. And now the restaurant is opening this month. Lo and behold, it's upon us. We have a staff that's a mix of these survivors that have come through our community house ministries and then volunteers from the church who have a little more experience in the industry and providing mentorship and support.
What's the name of the restaurant?
The restaurant is called Seed Restaurant.
And why the name Seed? S-E-E-D.
S-E-E-D. I don't know that there's one reason we chose the name Seed. We chose it because there are so many cool reasons to choose the name Seed. It just speaks of growth. It speaks of birth, rejuvenation, which we like very much. Of course, it's a very potent biblical symbol. Jesus talked about seeds on more than one occasion. The kingdom of God is like a seed. Like a mustard seed, a little tiny thing that grows big if you give it half a chance. And this restaurant is designed to give half a chance, at least, in a number of different ways. It's called Seed Restaurant. It's in Kaimuki, Wailai Avenue, the corner of Wailai and 11th and the Kaimuki Plaza over there by all those popular restaurants.
There's a lot of restaurants, a lot of good restaurants there. Here's another one that's going to be there. What's different about Seed?
When we started conceiving of Seed Restaurant, one of the phrases we used was justice through and through, justice top to bottom. We really want our community to be making a statement of justice in the world.
In the community of Blue Water Mission.
Well, yeah, the community of Blue Water Mission, but of course the community of believers at large.
Okay.
We need to be out there doing things, doing justice as business in this case. Justice top to bottom means that we serve just food. We're doing our best to source our food locally from sourced sustainable, chemical-free farmers. So that's a blessing to our Aina, a blessing to the locals who are really trying to do agriculture correctly. And so you'll see that reflected on the menu. Of course, we're providing justice in employment. We are employing people that for whatever reasons face challenges in the workplace, they shouldn't. They're great people who are really becoming part of our community, and they need a chance to work and to grow. And so just hiring practices just wage practices. You'll see all of that. And it's also just justice for our community in general, because people from our church are volunteering there and contributing their skills in a free way. It becomes an expression of ministry in addition to being an expression of business.
You mentioned fruitfulness in the Safe House Ministries. Give us some specific examples of lives that have been changed through the outreach and the care of your Ministry of Blue Water.
Well, I can give you specific types of examples. One of the values that we have in Zoe House and in this restaurant we're starting is that we really try to respect the power of the stories of the individuals. It's the individual's right to share his or her story and not my right to share the aspects of them. But the sorts of things that we have seen in the Safe House Ministry, we have seen trafficking victims that are both international and from the mainland. We've been a part of repatriating some international victims that end up on this island through nefarious means and need some help getting home. A lot of the trafficking victims on Oahu come from the mainland. They get deceived into coming here under false pretenses, and they get stuck in sex trafficking. Sometimes they need to stay here with Zoe House for a while to get rehabilitated. Sometimes they're little girls that need to go back to their families, and we've become part of that. Some of the girls or women come into the house with child, as they say, and so children have been born into the community houses and become part of the fabric of our ministry. And so they've been knit into our family, and we've been knit into their family. And that's the power of Jesus' ohana at work. These kids are awesome. And they're getting old enough now that they're becoming ministers in their own rights.
As you listen to Dr. Jordan Singh, lead pastor of Blue Water Mission, as he describes these things, I ask you, does it sound a bit strange to you that a pastor is speaking about having the arms or fingers of the ministry connected to the marginalized parts of society and doing the things the way they're doing? Does it sound a bit odd? My next question would be, why? Why does it sound so strange? Why so odd? Could it be that these things ought to be the norm? That these things are what Jesus talked about us doing? That this is the way that we should live in church? That's what the Bible says. When we come back, he'll share more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you're trying to do what you feel God has called you to do. I mean, you want to be obedient. And as you follow him, you take these steps, you know, he'll lead you step by step. And as you take each step, suddenly, let's say you find you're stuck. And for a period of time, you're wondering what's going to happen next. And then the Lord leads you to connect with people who are not in the body of Christ. You might call them non-believers, secular businesses. And all of a sudden, the floodgates open with help. And they are bending over backwards to help make the vision that God has given you, make that a reality. Well, that's part of the story of Dr. Jordan Singh. As a lead pastor of Blue Water Mission, they are starting a new restaurant on Wailai Avenue in Kamaki. It's called Seed. We'll talk more about that as we explain the process of how God has led him. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. It's a blessing that you're with us today. I believe that you are going to be moved by the simple testimony of the profound way that God has moved in the life of Pastor Jordan Singh and the culture of Blue Water Mission. Find out more about Blue Water Mission at bluewatermission.org. Tell us further about how you went and connected with some of these businesses. What brought that about and what happened as a result?
We decided that we would start this Justice restaurant. I don't know anything about starting restaurants.
You're not a culinary man?
I am not that guy. Right? This is an idea from the Lord, and okay, not from my own kitchen. So I thought, well, I'm going to start by trying to find a place. I'm going to try to find some property. We're going to let that shape the way that we're going to do this restaurant. And property searches in Honolulu are quite difficult, it turns out. So I had a few friends helping me, but, you know, I went the greater part of a year before just starting reaching out to commercial realtors. And they always qualify you as a candidate, you know, like, you know, are you going to be a viable business? Am I going to get in trouble working with you? Am I going to burn the bridges with prospective landlords and stuff like that? And I started telling the story of what was going on with this restaurant. Like, we want to pursue justice. This is a justice business. Do I know what I'm doing? Not really. but these are the values involved in what we're trying to do. These are the people that we're going to try to employ. This is the sort of food that we're going to try to serve, just food. people started throwing help at me. Non-believers, realtors and food sourcers. They love the idea of justice. It makes sense of God to them. People have gotten involved with our church just because of the story of this restaurant now. People have come back to faith, letting me pray with them now. Just because a generous God who thinks about the poor is the sort of God that people are most interested in.
And here you are. It's you're on the verge of opening. What is it that you hope will happen once the restaurant opens?
Well, first and foremost, I think I wanted to bless the lives of the people who work in this restaurant. It becomes part of their healing and their progress and their growth in life. Some into society in a really positive way, and gives them a fair shot at earning a living for themselves and their family. That in itself would be a fantastic reward. Now, I'm a pastor of a church, so I also hope that it blesses my church, that it works itself into the fabric of what we're doing. It's a justice exercise. It is a radically risky faith experiment. And to the degree that we pull it off, that's a huge blessing for the people that I shepherd. It makes them bold. It makes them aggressive in the world. It inspires them to do more ministry. Most broadly, I really hope that this restaurant, maybe other social businesses that we try, justice businesses, provide testimony to the world that this is really the heart of God. The heart of God is to break the yoke of the oppressed, is to have his people be an engine for changing the world, not standing in judgment against the world, but really changing the world in ways that are generous and meaningful to everyday lives. I love this this promise from Isaiah 58, which itself is a really popular passage. If you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry, right? If you break the yoke of the oppressed, if you make yourself about serving and freeing and providing for the least of these in the world, then the promise is, then your light will shine forth like the noonday sun. If you're interested in being the light of the world, if you want to be that city on the hill, well, the Bible explains it very simply. Make yourself about justice. Care for the poor. Raise up the least. Make that your business in life. And then your light will shine forth. People will be attracted to that. People will see God if you do that. It's not the clever sermons. It's not the Christian entertainment. It's not being slick or clever. It's simply being generous with people who need generosity. It's not complicated.
Let's go deeper. There is someone listening, and it's like they're looking. They're looking through a veneer. They can see it. They admire it. They're like, wow, Jordan Singh, man, what a godly man. What a great church. You know, they're doing God's things, you know. And I would love to have a touch of that, to be a part of that. But I can't be free from money. Like he's free from money. I'm caught up. I'm caught in. I'm stuck. I'm in this mindset, and I can't even describe it. So I'm describing it for them. I can't even describe how caught up I am. I didn't even realize I was this caught up until I've seen contrast. Here's another way to live, and it seems that much more fulfilling on the other side. What would you say to someone like that?
You know, faith. Faith is something that, you know, it can be explained, but it works better when it's caught. It works better when it's absorbed. One of the great blessings that we've seen at Blue Water Mission is that as we've built a whole community that's based on generosity and trying to be free from money, free from materialism, and when people walk into that community they get it. They see how much better it is to live that way, how much better it is to live without fear of money. If you're listening out there and you feel, wow, you know, I'm trapped by money, I'm trapped by materialism, I'm not living a generous life, I'd like to. Let's be reasonable about this. You might not be able to make a great leap by yourself, but get around some people who have made the leap, you know, get into community. It makes it all much better. Come to Blue Water Mission. Find a church near you where people are really living free, and you'll get it. You'll see it. You'll see the light. It is much more fun than living in fear of money and scarcity. Much more fun. Much more joyful. Let the joy motivate you.
How about security? People want... They have this inner need for security. Is there security when you're not when you're not motivated or controlled by money?
I have the world's best welfare program in my life. I've been married for 22 years. I have two kids. During that time, as my grandma would say, my wife and I have rarely had two nickels to rub together. You know, we are not people of great material means. But I have loving relationships with other believers all over the world. I can go to any corner of the United States. I can go to a large number of foreign countries, and people will provide my family with food and shelter, no questions asked, for as long as we need it. How much money would you have to pay to get that? I've got it for free because I live in a community of faith. And there have been times when Sony and I have needed that, times when we've lived in other people's houses or in their basement apartment for free, you know, gotten breaks from people when we need it. And then we supply it for other people that need it. This is a description of how it was in the early church, where everybody held all things in common. And it says in Acts 2, there was no one among them with any need. How do they do it? They did it together. They did it because they had a culture of generosity, a huge ohana of generosity. Money can't buy that kind of security. You know, that only comes with a community of faith, and you got to build that culture.
It may sound a bit distant because of the creepings in of the materialistic society in which we live that has reached its tentacles inside church life, which may have grabbed a hold of us. But that's why we need to see what it can really be like. And not only reading it in the book of Acts and throughout the epistles there in the New Testament, but what does it look like in the 21st century? What does it look like in a community near you? What does the church look like when these foundational underpinnings are established and lived out and culture is being created, culture of generosity, culture of giving? Well, it has impacted and will continue to impact the lives of the marginalized in society. It's impacted people in the community of Blue Water Mission. And Pastor Jordan will share further with us the impact that it's having and it could have on you. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RD Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden or my load is light. What would it be like for someone to come to Jesus, or maybe come to church and be all racked up with various complexities of life that have brought you down? Well, I wonder about that. What would happen if somebody went to a church like that? Have you ever wondered that? What would it really be like? Could you really back it up? I've got someone here who has pondered the same things and is able to explain his view of what it would be like. His name is Dr. Jordan Singh. He's the lead pastor of Blue Water Mission. Blue Water Mission is starting a new restaurant. It's a justice restaurant. It's called Seed on Wailai Avenue there in Kamaki. Find out more at bluewatermission.org. Jordan, what about that? You have a heart for reaching people. Somebody comes and, you know, they come to your church. How would you respond?
Somebody walks into our church and they feel weary, they feel heavy laden for whatever reason. Then I would like to have the solution of God there for them. My passion in life, my whole thesis statement in life, is that I want to demonstrate that the kingdom of God is exactly what Jesus said it is, exactly what he showed it is. That was his first message, right? The kingdom of God has come. It's now here among us. The order of heaven is now manifest on earth, and we're going to minister it to you. So when the order of heaven meets sickness on earth, what happens? Well, is there sickness in heaven? No. So those of us who move in heaven's power should be able to heal sickness. That's why we do healing services at Blue Water Mission. That's why I'm so passionate about supernatural ministry. Is there anyone in heaven who does not know God? No. So when the order of heaven comes to earth, people should be able to have a real experience of God. They have to get relationship with them. And that's why I'm so passionate about carrying the presence of God to people, introducing Jesus to people, getting them plugged into the Lord. Does hunger or injustice or oppression exist in heaven? No. So those of us who try to carry the order of heaven into the world need to have the solution to injustice, the solution to hunger, and the solution to oppression. And that solution is not political or military might. That solution is radical generosity. It's not a lot of money. It's actually the ability to be free from money and to let the Lord provide. I think the people of God have that solution. I think the kingdom can come to you wherever you are. Whatever your burden is, there's freedom when you walk in the order of heaven. My passion is to show that. I would love for anybody who takes us up on that invitation, come to Jesus, all who are weary, all who are heavy laden. I would love for them to be able to walk into a church and immediately get it, immediately see how it works, immediately see how people are freed from burdens. So it's not just conceptual. It's actually practical, and it really happens in supernatural as well as natural ways through the people of God.
Somebody today is weary and heavy laden, burdened because of the loss of a loved one, and they are grieving in shock and disbelief. Someone is burdened because of a physical ailment, and they need healing. They may or may not have even prayed about it or expressed it to someone else, but they know it. Someone else is burdened financially, and they don't know what to do. They tried all kinds of things, even drugs. It just made things worse. Someone else is struggling with an addiction. And, Jordan, we can go on and on. Relational issues that change our lives. But someone is burdened today. What would you say to that person?
Two things. One, say a simple prayer to God. Ask for help. Ask for His kingdom, His order to come into your life. Realize that this starts out as a seed. It starts out as a mustard seed. It will probably start out small, but it will grow and it will grow and it will take you to places that surprise you. You do not imagine, but it has to start somewhere. There, you have to let a seed into your life. A prayer of faith is a great way to let that happen. Number two, you've got to get with the people of God. You have to find someone around you who has experience with Jesus, who is living a life of faith, and they need to take you into a community of faith. They need to take you into a church, whatever that church looks like. You need to get some recommendations, ask some questions, show up places, and try to find yourself a body of believers in which you can see the kingdom of God manifest. You walk in and you can tell that there's a difference. There is life in that place, and you need to get hooked into that. You need to make that part of your life story. I'll add a third recommendation for those people who maybe they're not the burdened ones. Maybe they're already believing. And I say, you need to be the sort of person that directs your life toward the most burdened, toward the weakest in society, toward the poor, toward the oppressed. You need to make that part of your life of faith so that when burdened people show up, when oppressed people show up, you have the power. You have the answer. This should be what you're about. Enjoy it. It's the best way to live.
That's a charge from Pastor Jordan Tseng. Pastor, as we close in these next few moments, we've got a couple of minutes. Could you lead in a prayer for these who are burdened and these whom you have charged to be there, to do it for those who are oppressed?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Let your kingdom come. Mm-hmm. Let your will be done on this earth just like it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come to us. Let it be manifest in our lives just as Jesus showed it to be manifest in his. I pray, Lord, that where there is sickness, you would bring the good order of health. That you would bring healing, that you would visit with the power of your kingdom. I pray, Lord, that where there is material deprivation, that where there is not enough to pay the bills, not enough to get by, that you would bring manna in the desert, that you would create an immense banquet out of a few loaves and fishes. Mm-hmm. You are the God who provides. I pray where there is oppression, where there is addiction, that you would bring freedom. Let your kingdom come. Let the freedom come. In the name of Jesus, people, I bless you with the restoration of your free choice to be fully human and to make good decisions. In Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, for your radical generosity on earth and in our lives. Show it to the world. We submit ourselves to you in Christ's name.
Jordan, thank you. Thank you for your, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your heart, sharing your life, your ministry, being the example that you are. Brother, you are starting a restaurant. We know it. We've talked about Seed Restaurant. What kind of food will be? what dishes are going to be there? Give us a glimpse. So that tantalize us a little bit about the kind of foods that can be expected there.
Well, we have a menu that's largely based on local ingredients, as locally sourced as we can make it, chemical-free. So the food is going to be super healthy. We are going to take regional favorites, and we're going to try and spiff them up a little bit. So you're going to find sort of a pan-Asian, pan-island sort of cuisine. You get the fresh fish. You're going to get the Korean bibimbap made healthy and spicy. You're going to get inspirational stir fries. We're going to eventually be breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Everything is going to be healthy and ono. A blessing to your body and a blessing to the Aina both.
Well, that's they've got all bases covered. It's the whole spectrum, the whole cycle. They've got the whole thing all set up. And it's just a matter of us going there and enjoying the food and supporting the cause.
You are welcome.
Justice. Dr. Jordan Singh of Blue Water Mission with us today. And my friend, as you have heard about Seed, remember it, go there, support them. And if you are looking for a place to worship, where real ministry, where real life, where Jesus is there helping to make a difference in lives that are weary and burdened, check out Blue Water Mission there. Dr. Jordan Singh, thank you. Brother, thank you for being with us today. It's always a blessing.
Hey, Danny, I love it. Keep telling the stories, man. I'll see you later.
All right. And I hope you, dear one, have been encouraged by the insights from Dr. Jordan Singh. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special word for you there. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Amos 5:24 says, "But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Pastor Jordan Singh of Blue Water Mission. Find out more at bluewatermission.org. And until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me.